I need multiple hands. And while we're doing this, by the way, if you happen to see on Facebook the other day where I had Chunk, and I said I didn't have time to prepare a message, that was from 3 years ago. Have an ornament. There you go. There you go. That was from last week. So we have more stuff this week. I wrapped these myself. Hey. Okay, can I sit down between you guys? Thank you. One for you, Carter. Olivia, don't get real excited. And what's your name? Elton? Yeah. Nice to meet you. That works. Hey, let's do it like this. There we go. There's yours. We did something different a little bit for this year for Children's Moment. They used to bring a box up, or they probably will again in January. But this Advent season, I just thought I'm gonna spend big and buy them something. So last week we gave out the ornaments. This week you can take a look at what's in your bag, because it's yours now. You'll be overwhelmed. I love Linda's comment a couple weeks ago that they were paying attention, the kids were paying attention. Not that. What is that, Lainey? That's a rock. And what's that rock got on it? It's got a cross on it. What do you think of when you see a rock? What do you think of? I'm hoping you don't tell me it's to throw it at somebody. You wouldn't do that. I remember when I was in second or third grade, and we ended up, my brother and I, who got me into this, we were throwing rocks across the street at other kids. We didn't hit anything. We were just throwing at them. We were smart enough to wait till cars got by. And when I saw those rocks, I thought, you know, there's a lot of things that you can think about when you look at a rock. We can look about how hard they are, how they've been formed of water running over rocks and forming them and smoothing them out. We can think about skipping them across the water. Somebody mentioned water, about how many times can you skip them across the water. We've all seen Andy Griffith where, you know, start out with throwing a rock across and watching it skip across the water. And I thought, you know, there are just any rocks you can find, but you can't find one all the time with a cross on it. And so what that cross reminds us of, Jesus, and what Jesus means to us. So when you take those rocks home, lay them in your room and look at them every day when you get up. And just remember that those rocks really stand for, and stand for one thing. They stand for Jesus with that cross on them. But think about the things that you can do with them. I have one in my pocket that someone gave me. And they gave it to me because they said that it meant, you know, I don't know whether they said, you know, it had to do with me. You know, I'm not going to go into all the detail, but I still have it. And so keep those. They'll never wear out. I promise you that. But think about that when you get up and go to school and you see that cross and think, Jesus would want me to do this today, or he might not want me to do that. Okay? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for your gift of children and the joy that they bring. We're thankful, Father, for the gift of Jesus and the joy that he brings. Lord, we pray that you will just watch over these children, Lord, and keep them safe. Help them, Lord, to realize The cross on the rock stands for you. Lord, we thank you for you, for your giving us life and these children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.